From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Pakistani police are reporting that an explosion in a district next to the troubled Swat Valley has killed as many as 41 people. Many more were wounded. Police say the explosion may have been a car bombing. The Swat Valley has been the focus of an intense military offensive against the Taliban. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Belfast, Northern Ireland today, where she spoke to the Northern Ireland Assembly. The secretary called on the rival leaders of that country's power-sharing government to keep making their awkward coalition work for the sake of lasting peace. Earlier, she told reporters that Northern Ireland has become a model for conflict resolution.
People who are determined to choose peace and progress over violence and division look toward you.
Clinton's next stop on this trip is Russia. A court in Abu Dhabi today convicted an American charged with terrorism offenses. The defense claimed that a confession in the case was obtained through the use of torture. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Naji Hamdan was convicted by the United Arab Emirates Federal Supreme Court. There is no appeal. Hamdan was accused of financially supporting terrorism and of having ties with an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Iraq. Hamdan, an American of Lebanese origin, denied all charges. His lawyer says Hamdan was subjected to torture and threats in prison and argued that his confession should have been thrown out. The attorney also questioned the Emirati court's jurisdiction in the case. The American Civil Liberties Union has argued that the U.S. pressed the UAE to pursue the case because it couldn't convict Hamdan in an American court. The charges carry maximum penalties of 10 to 15 years in jail, but Hamdan was sentenced to just 18 months, including time served. He's been in prison for over a year already. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
The surviving children of Martin Luther King, Jr. are scheduled to meet in court today in a lawsuit over who controls their father's legacy. From Atlanta, Emily Green of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
Dexter King is currently the CEO of King Incorporated. He is accused by his siblings, Bernice and Martin Luther King III, of mishandling funds and not holding board meetings. The three siblings are the only board members of the multi-million-dollar corporation, which controls the King estate. Dexter's lawyers say any board meeting would only result in his siblings stripping him of the post. At a birthday party for another civil rights icon, Reverend Joseph Lowry, King family friend Andrew Young said he thinks the siblings' feud can only be resolved in court.
They have a legitimate dispute, which I tried to resolve and I couldn't. I think the wounds are too deep.
Barring any last-minute settlement, jury selection in the case begins today in Fulton County Superior Court. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in Atlanta.
Benchmark crude for November delivery rose by 63 cents to $72.40 a barrel in electronic trading as oil prices rose above $72 a barrel in Asian trading. This is NPR News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he is pushing for a vote on a United Nations report that accuses both Israel and Hamas of war crimes in Gaza last winter. The decision comes as Special Mideast Envoy George Mitchell failed in another attempt at another round of talks to get Israelis and Palestinians back to the negotiating table. Linda Grantstein reports.
Abbas said that he had changed his earlier position and now wants a vote on the war crimes report in the UN Human Rights Council. The report, authored by international jurist Richard Goldstone, was sharply critical of both Israel and Hamas for actions amounting to war crimes. Israel has completely rejected Goldstone's contentions, saying it did everything possible to protect Palestinian civilian lives in Gaza. Abbas's original decision to postpone the vote for 6 months had sparked widespread criticism across Palestinian society, even from his Fatah movement. It's not clear if the UN will now hold a vote. Abbas also told Senator Mitchell this past weekend that Palestinians will not resume negotiations with Israel without a complete settlement freeze, including in East Jerusalem. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The Nobel Prize for Economics has been won by two Americans, Eleanor Ostrom and Oliver Williamson. They won for their work in economic governance. Ostrom is the first woman to win the prize and a record fifth woman to win a Nobel this year. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says her work demonstrated how common property can successfully be managed by groups. Williamson was cited for developing a theory where business firms serve as structures for conflict resolution. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.